you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the day.
The children were so normal. I didn't know what to expect, but the children were like the children I had always taught. The school had about 60-odd children in. The bulk of them, I think there was a handful, were in what was called the special unit. The rest of the children were in five classes of about a dozen, and that carried on for many years. Meanwhile, the special unit was growing. We had some fantastic times. We had such fun. It was a nice place to be. It was pleasant to go to work in the morning. You just got so much from the children. In many years before, you had fought to teach. You didn't have to fight to teach in Kelvin. You felt as if you were being pulled along. Many times you were being pulled along by what the children wanted and what they needed, and you worked even harder to give them what they needed.
I had a sort of reputation, I suppose, as
being the English.
Reasonable at language. So we always agreed that between us we made one good teacher. You got a reasonable standard of both language and maths if you passed through both out of hands. I think yes. That was fair to say.
I could teach reading and I could teach spelling, but I didn't have the literary feel
I
that
got
you
the
had.
Enjoyment from
you
that.
Got that, yes.
The numbers to me were not boring, but you found them much more interesting.
Absolutely.
Let's put it that
yes.
way. So you always were much more imaginative when it came to maths. But I used to do the stories after choir on a Friday.
So did I just didn't hand out the sweets.
Mean. Mind your salaries weren't good in those days, Gina. No, we had lovely afternoons at times. I retired so often that I think one time I handed back the gold earrings so that they could reward them back to me the next time I retired. So it was a wonderful school to be in. The staff were fantastic. I mean, they were all characters. They were all very, very individual people, with tremendous personalities. There was a lot of fun and enjoyment attached to working in that school at that time. The pupils were, as I say, fantastic. They were very responsive. They all had a real thirst for knowledge. And we used to do wonderful Christmas concerts, summer concerts. It was just a wonderful school to work in. I can honestly say that when I was driving to work very often in the mornings, I felt happy that I was going to my work. And not many people can say that.
We had one particular friend and colleague who taught in the school, and she was so musical. She practically took over the music for the entire school. December every year was given over to the preparations for the Christmas concert, to which most of the area came. All the old people from St. Sixtus and from Kelvin Hall were specifically invited, but I think just everybody that heard it was on in such and such a date was there. We had standing room only. It was a brilliant concert. Year after year after year, we did some fantastic things.
And we used to try and write some original lines for the play, many of which had to be censored out because they didn't have double yellow lines in Roman times. And then there was a year we did one all in rhyme.
Yes.
We had yes. some very inventive things.
That was Miss Ryan.
That's right.
Miss Ryan wrote them.
She wrote them.
She wrote many of them.
Some we had
some came from child education, but the bulk of
no,
them
we had
came
some very original ones.
The bulk came.
The one about, you know, it's twins as he rushed out the stables, we had to censor that one out. The building itself, people used to think it was part of the barracks across the road because that's what it looked like. They always thought that the soldiers must sleep in there when they weren't working in the barracks. But that's exactly what it looked like. Rows of dormitories. Very, very inauspicious looking from the outside. But that, you know, belied the whole thing of what was happening in the interior of the school. The poignant part actually will be the garden as well, particularly the garden, I think, and the maze that we constructed in the playground, because there was so much effort from the children went into the production of that. So much involvement, so much cross-curricular activity. I mean, it just looked like a garden. But what the children didn't realise they were doing was they were actually doing maths, they were doing language, they were doing social skills, they were doing environmental skills. But it was so tied up in that project that that became a very meaningful part of the school for me in particular. So I'd be sorry to see that go. I'll miss walking down those long corridors, particularly in wet days when the buckets are out to catch the drips from the roof. I'll miss the extreme temperatures of the classrooms, where in the winter they froze and in the summer they were biling hot. That's the sort of thing I'll probably miss the fun that we had. I don't think that atmosphere could too readily be recreated in many other places. It became part of the people who were there. The building was just so intricately interwoven with all of it. I'd like to sum up my career at Kelvin, particularly in the earlier years, as being by far and away the most enjoyable part of my entire teaching career. There is no doubt about that. I never felt I was teaching a class of children. I always felt I was teaching an extended family, really. I mean, one did form a very close association with the children. Even if they didn't want you to, you did. And the building itself, I don't want to be there when they knock it down because it's too full of memories for me. And I say, some not so happy, but the vast majority, very, very happy memories. So I'd rather not see what's happening to it until the new renovation or building or whatever is there. And I'll keep my own memories for my own mind and my own self.
I spent 25 years of my 37-year teaching career there. They were happy. That just sums it up. The building itself, my voice is beginning to crack already at the thought of it not being there. I really don't want to see. I can't even bring myself to go and say cheerio to them. But onward and upward. New Kelvin, new name, Hazelwood. All the best.
The Early Edition on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the day.
I think for me there were so many good memories of Kelvin School. I mean, everything from primary one right up to primary seven when we left the school. Certainly Primary 2 brings back, or Class 2 it was called. There was a wee story corner and it was really nice to kind of go there. I can't remember what afternoon, but we used to go there with Miss Rowan and we all used to huddle round together and we'd get a story or we'd be able to choose a book. That was a kind of really nice memory. Other kind of good memories are things like the milk corner of each classroom, which was an opportunity for the class to gather and have their gossip morning. Everything from the music room, that's where I learned to play the recorder with Mrs. Thompson, which was fantastic. And again, I've kind of gone on, not to take it up, but I can still whistle a wee tune.
A fond memory I have of being at Kelvin is when we were older, we were allowed to go to the swimming, which was outside the school, which was like an adventure, getting out for a couple of hours in the afternoon, coming back to the school. Then it was home time, and you basically, you just went home, you had nothing else to do in the afternoon, you felt as if you had a whole day to yourself. It's great.
One thing that was really horrid about the school, obviously, was the school dinners, especially the custard with the skin in it. Oh, I couldn't think of anything more disgusting.
There weren't many things I didn't like about Kelvin School, but certainly two spring to mind. One, because it was a school specially for visually impaired children, you were almost put in a protective environment. You can imagine being in class all morning and looking forward to being out in the playground and running some of that energy off. But in Kelvin, there were many rules, and one of them was no running. And they're probably for very practical reasons, as you probably don't want sort of 40 or 50 visually impaired kids running around. And one morning I decided not to listen to the rules and was running about the playground and therefore implanted my two front teeth into poor Yvonne's head, and she was whisked off to York Hill Hospital and I was whisked off for an emergency dental appointment.
I think Kelvin gave you a good standard of education, because if you couldn't do something, the teacher would sit with you until you learned how to do it, especially the times tables. There was numerous occasions I had to repeat the times tables and I still don't know them. But I thought it was a really good education, because your reading skills, your writing skills, whatever, were basically, I think they were higher than they were at the normal primary schools.
One of my favourite memories of being at the school was an annual trip to the circus at the Kelvin Hall. For one, I mean, it was like just like a family outing. I mean, Kelvin School was an extension of your family. Everybody in it, the teachers, the pupils, because it was so such small class sizes, and I think it was enlightened even more having a visual impairment, because you had all the smells of being at the circus, so you just didn't appreciate the show itself, but you appreciated all the smells and the sounds that were going on round about you as well.
The school trip that mainly sticks in my mind is probably the same as everyone, is Ayr. Every year we went to Ayr, I got up in the morning all excited, we went to school, we on the bus down to Ayr, we went to the beach, we went to the amusements, it was great basically. We could just hang about with our friends, the teachers and stuff were there, but we could just hang about with our friends, feel as if we had freedom, and I feel as if that was quite good for a school for visually impaired people, to let them actually do that themselves.
My memories of the building were very strange. It wasn't a conventional primary school as you would imagine, as in a stone or a brick building. It was wooden army barracks, I believe. They were in the shape of a square, with the perimeter of the square being the building, and inside that square was the playground. It was a very kind of weird shape, but a comfortable and intimate school.
The building was different, unique even. If you remember it getting painted one year a kind of pinky colour, and then obviously that paint peeling off and then it getting painted another colour. The playground, that was great. Having it all lined off so that the boys could all play football, and I can remember some of the boys running round as well, playing at cars, pretending they were cars. And I also remember going out and playing, and we were playing at British Bulldogs, despite the fact we were told numerous occasions not to. Mrs. Fallow or Mrs. Hughes watching, you couldn't do anything out of order when they were about. You had to kind of, if you were going to be misbehaving in a wee corner, they couldn't see you, so, or at least we thought they couldn't see you.
What I remember about the building was you weren't allowed, obviously, to stay in at playtime. If it was raining, you were allowed to walk right round the whole building to the dinner hall, which I thought was truly amazing, because you couldn't go outside, you just walk around the big square, and I just thought it was amazing. I loved the gym hall as well. And one particular memory I have about the gym hall is Mrs. Deary going up on the climbing bars. And it was just so funny, I just can remember it to this day.
I'd sum up my time at Kelvin as being very educational and making loads of friends as well, who I still keep in touch with. The building, in one word, was ramshackled, but it was a nice building.
I will be sorry to see Kelvin actually being pulled down. It was a great school. There was loads and loads of great people went to it, for years and below, obviously. And it's just had such a great atmosphere, so many people's done so well out of it. And I will be sorry to see it going. I mean, the school will live on in the new school, and obviously the pupils that have been there beforehand and ourselves. Bye-bye, Kelvin, I will be sorry to see you go.
Well, Kelvin, just like to say goodbye. There'll never be another school like you. You were unique and brilliant, and you'll be missed, I'm sure.
Kelvin School, 69 Nairn Street. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You listened to me, you taught me, you educated me, and for that I thank you very dearly. You will be gone, but certainly not forgotten.
Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days.